Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business Around the 9-to-5 podcast. I'm your coach, Pamela Pritchard, and I help you go from employee to business owner. Whether you're creating your first client or learning how to create clients on repeat whilst holding down your day job, I'll help you make your business dreams a reality. Let's begin. Hello, welcome back. We are continuing the CEO series on investing, and today I'm going to talk about investment regrets. So you may have found, whatever stage you are on in your journey into business ownership, that you have started investing in yourself. Maybe you've already paid for certification. Maybe you have paid for mindset, mentorship, business skills. And you may have some thoughts about that. And it was a story that I shared that resonated with a lot of people quite recently, where I shared the story about how I invested in my very first ever one-to-one coach and paid £3,000 for one-to-one coaching. And it was a really, really scary decision to invest. And I remember the initial experience of making the decision to say yes, going ahead and paying the money. And I remember there being quite a significant gap between me paying for the coaching and then me starting the coaching. And I was very uncomfortable in that gap. And I experienced the feeling of remorse, of regretting the decision, of wishing I could take it back. But today is also going to be discussing what happens when you start a program or a course or a container with someone, and then coming to the end of it, you're realizing that you also regret spending that money, that maybe you didn't need it, maybe it wasn't as transformative or life-changing as you expected it to be. And the reason why I want to bring this up is because I have worked with a number of one-to-one clients who have come to me off the back of saying, oh, I invested in this and it didn't work. I invested in that and I didn't get the returns that I expected. And I also want to have a very frank and honest discussion with you, having been there myself and had these feelings, which are, you know, common, they're natural, but they're not necessarily serving you. So this is going to be a real up level, a real elevation on the way that you're going to start thinking about your investments, the decisions that you make, the way that you invest, the things that help you decide if it's a good idea, and then how to get that return. So if you listen to last week's episode where I spoke about getting what you came for, that's a big part of this. Knowing how to get what you came for in a container, whatever format that takes, whether that's one-to-one, a program, just a Voxer support or YouTube video, like however it's delivered, it doesn't matter what it is. Anything that you invest in your business, taking that radical responsibility and recognizing the role that you play in maximizing the return that you get. And I want to caveat all of this as this isn't some like get out of jail free card for me as a business coach to make it okay for myself or any other service provider, yourself included, even though you don't necessarily do business coaching, that we have a responsibility as service providers to give our clients what we say they're going to get. Okay. So there is like a huge part of this dynamic that I don't want to just completely ignore or gaslight you on, because you're absolutely right. Of course, the service provider that you are investing your money in has a responsibility to give you what they said they would. And even when that happens, and they're doing it from a really high authenticity, integrity, compassionate, benevolent, congruent place, where what they're saying they can offer you, the transformation that you can expect, the experience that you can look forward to, the process that you're going to partake in. Yes, absolutely. They have 100% responsibility. And I want to talk about in this episode how we can, as the consumer, as the client, myself included, because I also buy into programs and coaches and mentors and trainings, how I also take my 100% of the responsibility. So it's not 50% the coach or the mentor and 50% me. It's 100% me and 100% the coach and mentor. Or in the context of me and you right now, me as the coach and mentor, it's 100% my responsibility to give you what I said I would, and 100% your responsibility to make sure that you are making investments from a sound place and that you are getting what you came for. So let's dive in. Alrighty. Number one, I'm going to start off with what happens when you make an investment in different ways that don't serve you. I've identified five things that I'm going to dive into. The first one is simply buying things that you don't actually need. Now, this isn't to say that you can't or you shouldn't buy things from a really delightful, I'm excited, I want this, this is going to be so much fun. Do make investments from that place. But I'm talking to the coach who is maybe at the stage of business where your number one priority is to be full-time, to be making money, creating clients, doing it in a way that is aligned and congruent to you. And if I was in your shoes, as I was once upon a time, I was really constrained in all the things that I was investing in. And I was very focused on making sure that I only really did the things that I really needed and you were going to set me up for the success where I'm going to. Now I'm at a stage in my business where I can have more fun. And I'm not saying don't have fun, but I do want you to deeply consider, do you sometimes find yourself jumping into things because you get wrapped up with the hype? Or are you constrained like I am in actually saying, where are my skills? Where are my skill gaps? What do I actually need? Where do I actually want to get to? And is this going to help me get there? Versus you getting wrapped up in what your favorite coach is selling and then wanting to be involved because it's fun and it's exciting and there's lots of people jumping in and you don't want to miss out and you get that FOMO. What I see happening if you fall into that camp is that you end up with too many spaces that you're trying to give your attention to. All of your energy goes into those challenges, into the socializing, into the participating. And what you're not doing is keeping an eye on your business and actually being all in on what your business needs because you're too invested in what that program needs. I see this a lot with really high energy micro offers where maybe there is like a prize element involved, where there's rewards for participation. And trust me, I have been there, I have done that. And what I found after I did it once or twice was actually it was taking me away from my business priorities. And my business priority is always serve at my highest possible level, make sure that I'm bringing in new clients, make sure that I'm looking after myself, make sure I'm looking after my business. It's very, very simple. And any program that takes me away from that, that gets me wrapped up in any kind of hype, any kind of excitement that is bigger than my goals and my dreams, than my business, because that coach is so big and so successful. And if I'm not in that program, then I'm not going to get everything I need. Then it becomes very overwhelming and I'm not able to focus and have those blinkers on and go all in on where I'm going so that I can be that coach for my client. This was a radical shift for me. Nobody taught me this. This was something I learned through experience when I was looking at my business going, I actually really did love the investment, but why do I feel this sense of remorse and regret for all of that time that I spent so wrapped up in that program that I lost sight of, like I come out of a program, the program ends, and then I'm like a lost lamb and I don't know what I'm doing because I'm not being the CEO in my business. A true CEO never loses sight of what their business needs. And anytime that they're investing, those investment choices are contributing and supporting me as the CEO, not the other way around. So this shift is huge, especially if you are somebody that gets wrapped up and energetically drained by big, exciting FOMO-based containers that are highly demanding, leaving you lost, leaving you questioning what you already know, what's already working, what's already happening in your business. And you're making yourself think, oh shit, like I don't know anything anymore. I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what my offer is because this coach has said I have to do it in a certain way. You're giving your power away. So be mindful when that happens, because I've seen it a lot. I saw it happen to me and I'm seeing it a lot, especially in very big containers with exceptionally successful coaches, because you're giving them so much clout. And it's not to say that what they have to say isn't highly valuable and game-changing for you and your business, but don't lose yourself at the expense of it. Remember who the CEO is. They ain't the CEO of your business. They're the CEO of their business. Them standing in their power is why you're losing yourself, because you're not sure how to stand in your power alongside them, even when you are looking to them for direction. So this is a huge thing that I'm doing with my one-to-one clients, is that I am massive on empowering them, just as I am with you in this episode, on empowering them to retain the seat of being the CEO in their business, to remember that they are at the head of the table, that they have to make the ultimate decisions, that they're the ones that actually have to live with the decisions that they make. So if you're going to be investing in places, instead of having regrets of, oh, this didn't work, or, oh, it was so draining, or, oh, it was just so big and I don't know what to do with myself, like, this is a sign that you're not in your CEO embodiment. Because a CEO doesn't lose sight of the things that matter. They take care of their own, of their business, because that's their responsibility. And it's your responsibility as the soul-led CEO to be able to protect what wants to come alive in you, what wants to be seen, what the work that you want to do in the world. That is your precious baby to protect. It's your job to steward it. It's your job to bring it through. Don't lose yourself in containers. Invest in coaches, in mentors who add to who you are, who expand who you are, who help you grow. That's why you invest. That's why you want to be making sure that you're investing frequently and making sure that you're surrounding yourself with the right kind of support that's going to get you to where you want to go based on what you actually need, what not what you're getting sucked into and hyped up with. So I have many coaches who I deeply respect, who I absolutely adore, who sometimes I don't invest in every goddamn thing they sell because I simply don't need it. Even if I want it, that takes skill. That takes the practice of delayed gratification. That means knowing how to not give in to any dopamine demand that your brain wants to make of you. Because if you're addicted to that high of jumping into the next container and not having the FOMO and being involved in something bigger than you, it means that you're not invested in the bigness of your business and the bigness of your dreams. Because if you were, that wouldn't be distracting to you. Think about that for a second. So, numero dos, number two. The other thing with investment regrets that I see is that very rarely have I ever been in containers. I think I've been in maybe two containers that I can think of off the top of my head. And I have invested in over £50,000 worth of coaching in my business, in my brain, in my embodiment, in my energetics, in my spirituality. So trust me, I know a thing or two about investing. And I can only think of two coaches who have, on entering their program, actually equipped me to know how to get the most out of the program. I do this for my one-to-one clients. In their welcome pack, they get access to videos that give them instruction on how to get the most out of one-to-one coaching. Because how often have you had an incredible one-to-one session and you have all the feels, you have a beautiful aha moment, it's exceptionally life-changing, like you can feel that you're altered. And then a couple of hours later, you're like, what the hell happened? Like, you know, you've shifted, you know that you've changed. But if you had to actually go back and remember exactly how it went down, it's kind of hard to recall, right? Because you're so in the transformation that you're not able to see it from the outside. In my one-to-one program, Thrive, I equip my clients to be able to see where their transformation is happening, to be able to make the most out of their one-to-one sessions so that as they move through this massive up level in how they're showing up in their business, developing their skill sets to create money and clients, to build their business, to develop an exit plan and then go to full-time in their business, to sign their first clients and really develop this sense of safety, trust, congruency in their business and who they're being as they show up in their life as well, in their 9-to-5. That's a lot. There's a lot that's going on. There's a lot of up levels that are happening. So equipping them to know how to make the most out of it, how to recognize it. That was like, I didn't know how else to do it. That's why it was so natural for me to offer it. But it does intrigue me going into very expensive containers, frankly, sometimes. And I've gone into programs and I'm like, where do I start? Like, what do I do? Like, what's the next step? Like, can someone tell me? And I'm a pretty self-led woman. Like, I'm happy to like fish around, figure it out. I don't just crowdsource and ask for help at the first opportunity. I'm definitely not the type of person to ask for directions. I would much rather figure it out for myself, probably to my detriment whenever I'm traveling in a new country. But also when it comes to programs that I've invested in, I'm pretty self-sufficient. So even when I'm joining something and I'm like, when are the calls happening? Like, what's happening here? That level of like customer experience, that can have a huge impact on your experience as the client in that program. So it's something that I value very highly. I teach it in my programs too, because you being able to give your clients a really beautiful customer experience as they invest big money with you. Because remember, you're asking them to pay like 4 or 5 figures for your coaching. That's a lot of money. Like, I don't, on any planet, I think it's fair to say there is a significant investment there. And therefore, it's that 100%, 100% responsibility thing, right? It's 100% the coach's responsibility to create a great customer experience. And as the client who is a investor in their mind, in their business, I also want to empower you to recognize where it's okay to go into a place knowing exactly how you want to use it, having done your due diligence beforehand, because you took the time to look at the information available to you, such as what to expect. So you're not going in going, oh, what's going on? You're going in saying, I'm expecting one-to-one sessions weekly, box of support and certain access and permissions. When can I get that? So it allows you to be more decisive, more assertive about your needs and ensure that your expectations are being met. That's a responsibility I encourage you to take. Never be too scared to ask for what you freaking paid for. That's people pleasing. That's somebody who probably may well, like, I don't know, maybe you go to a restaurant and you've ordered a whole bunch of tapas and you're the person that doesn't want to have to ask the waiter when the meatballs are coming or the patatas bravas are arriving. You don't want to cause an issue, or you can tell they're busy so you don't want to get in their way. No, they're busy because they're a popular restaurant. And if they want to stay popular, they need to serve their goddamn customers. So very politely, kindly, and patiently, ask them and say, hey, just FYI, been waiting 20 minutes. Everything else has arrived. I'm thinking you forgot the patatas bravas. Are they going to be coming anytime soon? And that's when they go, oh my God, thank you so much. We're so busy, but we really value your custom. We'll go grab them ASAP. And you get what you came for and what you expected. So if you're the person in a restaurant that is probably not the type to ask for what you were expecting, then really ask yourself, is that serving you? Are you willing to feel the discomfort of not being a people pleaser anymore and going for what you need and going for what you've goddamn paid for? So this is a really empowering way. This is a way to empower you to make sure that you never go into an investment with the possibility of regretting it, because you are so clear and decisive and assertive about what you were expecting that you damn well get it. And you have such good due diligence that when you go into containers, you've probably chosen a coach or mentor that is automatically providing that for you anyway. but you asking doesn't ever make it a problem. And therefore you can't make it something that you regret because you're sat there not getting what you came for whilst being scared to ask for it. And if this is something that you know you need to work on, then this is where one-to-one is going to really benefit you, because this is something that I empower my clients to experience, is to be able to be assertive for what they need in their life and business, because that's your responsibility now. To be able to make decisions, to know when your expectations are being met and to be able to articulate that. That is a skill set. That is a CEO embodiment piece. So you doing that is an essential part of you being the leader in your business, and to be able to empower your clients to do that. Most of the life coaches I work with support their clients with people-pleasing tendencies, self-love, confidence, boundaries. These are natural byproducts of doing this kind of work. So if you're not owning those things in your own life and in your own investments, then maybe that's where the gaps are and why you're not creating the clients you want. Something to look at there. See how in just even investing in the way that you invest, in the way that you invest your money, the way that you approach your programs, the way you approach your coaches and mentors, and you show up fully convicted about the priorities you have, the things that you want to work on in that container, and knowing how to ask for it, that means you are more likely to conclude a program, conclude a coaching experience, conclude a group program, or watch a training series and know that you get exactly what you came for. Similarly, if I give you another example, in my group program, so my next paid client group program, I'm on the third rotation of that. I have a real soft spot for that program. Those of you who were in my very first one of that, you'll know why. And it just continues to be such a beautiful, beautiful space. And case in point, another example, at the very beginning of this program, this round, I said to the group, if you want to get everything that you came from this container, I'm setting the expectation that you're going to come to Voxer twice per week, because I've grown my business. I know what it is to reach 5K months, 10K months. I know that when I'm making money in clients, when I'm fully committed to that journey, when I'm all in on that result, if I have access to a coach when that happens to be going on, they sure as hell are hearing from me probably every single day. Like literally, I am not afraid to use the services that I paid for. I never worry, oh, I'm asking for too much. If it's uncapped support, it's uncapped support. I'm using it. Hence why I never have a regret on an investment, because I know exactly what the parameters are and I know exactly how to get the most out of it. In containers that I've been in where there's absolutely no coaching involved, it's just training, and then they do one Q&A. In that Q&A, I am damn well finding a question to ask. Because if I have been watching 5 weeks worth of training and I don't have a question, what the hell am I doing? Am I building a business? Am I executing? Am I even implementing anything? Am I doing any of the things that they've told me to do? Finding that I'm doing it perfectly every single time, the first time, of course I'm not. So yes, I sure as hell am using those Q&A opportunities. That's why I never regret an investment anymore, because I know that I got my money's worth. And my money's worth is knowing that I get what I came for, because I know exactly what my business needed. See how we've gone full circle here? We're going back to understanding as the CEO what my business priorities are, knowing exactly what my business needs so that I'm investing in the right things. And then when I'm in those right containers, because it's exactly what my business needs, I am maximizing and leveraging the support available to me. Whilst, as we remember in the last session, unapologetically leaving anything that I know doesn't serve me. This is how I got to where I am today. And if you're not where you want to be, then heed this episode. And if you want to do this work with me so that you can level up in the mindset, in the embodiment, in the way of thinking, in the audacity, in the confidence, in the courageousness that you need to be unapologetic about your goals and where your business is going, then one-to-one is going to be the most perfect container for you. So you can go ahead and book your consult at www.coachingwithpamela.com/thrive. and schedule a free consult and let's have a chat. So I still have two more that I want to discuss with you. I've kind of alluded to it, but I did want to give it like its own. Now, I have been in a container one time. I'm not naming names, but I have been in a coaching program where they didn't deliver what they promised. And it sucks. I am not going to pretend that you need to freaking mindset manage your way into pretending that that kind of situation is happy sunshine and daisies and rainbows, because I would be lying. Life isn't about toxic positivity and throwing sparkles on top of everything. When something is shit, it's allowed to just be shit, okay? And sometimes circumstances happen that aren't fucking ideal. That being said, what we do about it is our responsibility. Remember, 100% the coach or mentor, 100% my responsibility as the client, as the consumer, to leverage what's available to me. So if in this particular example, the program I've invested in, the coach, the mentor I've invested in, doesn't deliver 100% of what they said they would, hey, it happens. Shit happens, right? And it's not okay. It's important to speak up for what matters. Goes back to this leadership piece that I just mentioned. And just like with the restaurant example, we can do it with kindness. We can do it with compassion. We can do it with patience. We also want to allow room for human error. Maybe they didn't realize. And I say this as somebody who's experienced being a client in this scenario. I can also put my hands up and say, I have experiences where my clients who have paid good money to work with me one-to-one have messaged and said, hey, my program access has disappeared. Please, can I have access again? Or, hey, I've just renewed, but I can't seem to see the portal yet. When will it come live? Fair enough. Thank you so much for flagging that to me. For me, as the coach and mentor, I am absolutely not trying to not give you something that I said I would. No way, Jose. Like, that is never my intention. So if I haven't, possibly if it's something like access to the portal, maybe my back end, the operations weren't as slick as I thought they were, and I missed an activation that means you get automatic access as soon as payment has been made, and I need to go in and manually deliver that. Not an issue. Massive difference between somebody sitting there going, oh my God, this is a sign. I shouldn't have made the investment. This was a bad decision. Like, oh, they're going to screw me over. That is definitely a mindset piece that probably needs looking at on the customer side, on the client side. But also, we as the client and customer, we have to take leadership for what we pay for, that the program meets our expectations, and that they do deliver what we expect. And if that communication has occurred and you're still not getting what you expected or what they promised, then what do you do in this situation? So this is the difference, right? Between going to like TripAdvisor, looking up like a gorgeous 4-star hotel that you're like thinking of staying at, or an Airbnb, and then you see that 1 1-star review and you're like, oh, what's happened here? This is the real juice. And you click on the 1-star review and you read it and you're like, oh, they didn't leave out enough pod capsules in the espresso machine. And you're like, really? And that's what constituted as a 1-star review? Like, what the fuck? Like, how many times have you read an Airbnb review that says that? So you also want to not be that person, not be that kind of that kind of customer that's just cringy, and give yourself a lot of love. And I'm sending so much love to you if you have been that person, or, you know, and it was like the final straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak. And next thing you know, you've turned into a keyboard warrior leaving 1-star reviews. Okay, so it's a really extreme example, but consider that. And then this is what I actually do. I go to the 3-star reviews. They tend to be the balanced ones. They're the ones that are like, oh, it was lovely and this happened and it isn't ideal, but this is how it was dealt with. And now I can get a real feel. And then I can make a more balanced decision if this is what I need, what I want, where I want to go with it. So how does that translate into the coaching experience? What I want to offer is, if you ever do have an experience where a coach or mentor, and honestly, if you're listening to this as one of my clients and you're thinking, Pamela, there is definitely something that you promised that I haven't received yet, please hit me up. Just message me this absolute second and tell me what's missing. But message, and I recommend, assume that your coach and mentor will be grateful for the feedback. I'm going to give you another example here, actually, because I've thought this even before being a business owner. And I think this is what makes me such a great business owner. If I go to a restaurant and a waiter has been, I don't know, not very polite or frankly rude, or something was wrong with the menu. Like, I went to this gorgeous Spanish tapas restaurant for Valentine's Day this year. It was delicious. I was so excited to order the bread. Oh my God, the name has obviously completely escaped my brain. The focaccia bread. I couldn't wait. Like, soft, fluffy, rosemary, salty focaccia, freshly made. Get in my belly. It arrived. It was thinly sliced, toasted. It could have been sourdough for all I knew. I was gutted, like actually devastated. Could I have been a one-star warrior and gone to like Google reviews and like made that the lasting impression that anybody who ever sees a review is ever going to have on that business? I could have done. That's not how I roll. What we did was we had a lovely meal. It was fine. It was like, it was more than fine. It was very delicious, apart from obviously the focaccia disaster. And as we were paying, we happened to see the owner. And I didn't know that he was there that evening, but it's a local restaurant. We know we're going to go back. We would have done it another time if he wasn't there and just mentioned it, but he was there. And as they say, did you have a lovely meal? Was everything okay? And we replied and said, hey, I don't want to be that person, but I have to say, when we saw focaccia on the menu, my mouth watered. When I received thinly sliced toasted bread, which could have been sourdough, could have been focaccia, I have to admit, I was actually a little bit disappointed. And I would have loved to have seen what I thought I was reading on the menu, which was just fresh focaccia. And just, again, my opinion, he doesn't have to take it. He can tell me, no, that's not what we do here. This is modern Italian and we don't do, everything's with a twist and that's the sell. Beautiful. But something needs to shift in the messaging if so. So anyway, we had this conversation. This restaurant owner, the restaurant had turned out it had only been open for a few months, and he was so grateful. We had such a happy exchange. We cannot wait to go back. I'm just realizing Valentine's Day was in February. That was far too long ago. Anyway, we must go back and figure that out and see if they've updated the focaccia menu. I'll let you know on the podcast if that happens to be the case. But that is like having a private conversation done in a polite, kind, assuming the best outcome, wanting it for all parties involved. That's how you address these situations. And we love having those discussions. We found out all about the business, how old it was, how it's going. I love speaking to business owners who are living their passion, doing the work that wants to come alive in them. That is everything I'm about. So it was an opportunity for connection, an opportunity to deepen the connection to that restaurant. And as a result, I feel a deeper connection to the restaurant and the restaurant owner. So if something isn't happening as they promise, instead of falling into that remorse, regret cycle of, oh God, can I ever trust anybody if I spend money on my business again? Instead of making it about like an experience, instead of making it an experience that shifts your viewpoints of investing in business and trusting in coaches and mentors, believe in the best possible outcome for everybody, and you're likely going to achieve that. Okay, and the final piece is, anytime, and actually this has really only happened a very handful of times at the very beginning of my investing days as a business owner, as a coaching business owner, anytime that I have had investment remorse or regret as I did when I first invested with that one-to-one coach and had a bit of a gap between starting and had all the feels and had to hold myself through those uncomfortable emotions. What I realized in hindsight is that I was more focused on the money I had spent and the loss of that money versus the woman I was about to become and the growth on the other side of it, having done the program and where I'm going, where my business is going, and what I was going to achieve. As an outcome of that coaching container where I worked one-to-one with a coach for 3 months, it was just a few months after that that I actually ended up going full-time in my business. That wasn't the focus of the coaching because the work was a lot more deep, a lot more spiritual. It wasn't as much around the practical stuff in business, but I 100% made a point of choosing to go into that investment because I knew that I believed in her. I believed in what she had to say. I believed that at the time I had done my due diligence, and I believed that the remorse and regret I did feel was because I was still stepping into my CEO embodiment as being someone who can hold the vision. Those of you inside my one-to-one or your next paid client has seen the training on holding the vision. It's a freaking good one. So go check it out if you haven't watched it in a while. But that's how I was able to get out of that. Oh God, what have I done? Look at that gap in my income. Look at that gap in my savings. Look at that dip now that I have. And instead I was like, well, no, because where I'm going is worth it. Even if it wasn't about business coaching, even if there was no ROI, no financial ROI. Because many of my clients, many of you listening, you're probably not a business coach, you're probably a life coach of some sort. And it's highly likely that the offer, the promise, the result that you get your clients isn't about money returns. And you have to be able to confidently stand there and say, hey, work with me as a coach, pay me four figures for coaching. And there's no ROI, financial ROI at least. You need to know that the return that they are getting, the energetic and the way that it up levels in their life, in whatever way you serve them, that is worth the spend. And I think this is where lots of life coaches fall into the trap of thinking selling business coaching is easier, because I can say something like, work with me and build the foundations of 3 to 5K months, which I sometimes say because it's true. And I do veer away from that a little bit because I work with so many life coaches. It doesn't actually serve them to buy into me as their coach and to choose to trust me and invest in me because I'm making a cash promise, because you can't promise a cash promise. And me as a high integrity coach that wants to show you that it's possible to sell thousands of pounds and dollars in life coaching, I actually really enjoy selling coaching without the money promise, to show you that I can absolutely sell, that you can absolutely sell coaching without a money promise too. And recognize that in so doing, you are asking your client to not look at the cost, but to look at the return, to not look at what it's costing them to coach with you, but to actually see the vision of where they're going, to desire the transformation enough that it's worth it for the momentary discomfort of what it's going to cost and the amount they might be spending. When you can start doing that for your clients, that's when people will start paying you more and more and more, which is why you see me so rarely leverage my money win, because I don't want that to be the only reason you pay me. And I have paid business coaches for that reason, where they're like, oh, you're going to make 10K a month, or you're going to become a six-figure CEO in 6 months. And when I have had clients who have come to me one-to-one because they've bought into containers and coaching programs that made a money promise, and then they didn't get one, they didn't get the returns they expected, and they had regret around that, they found coming to me, sharing the promise of certain results that are actually believable and achievable, that felt far more safe, far more secure, a far better spend and investment of your money. So really consider that for your clients as well. Let's just go over the five elements here of not falling into the trap of ever having investment regrets or remorse ever again, because now you know a little bit more about the mindset of a CEO who knows how to always get return on their investment and always how to make sound investment decisions. Because I'm not interested in clients who come to me as a poor investment decision. When my clients work with me, they work with me and they conclude both at the moment of investing and at the like finale of the container of the 4 months together or beyond if they stay on and renew, that actually it was money really well spent, that the cost that it cost them is long gone because of who they've become, because of how much they've changed, that was worth every single penny. And it's not uncommon for me to get comments in coaching sessions saying that right there, that's what I paid for. That right there, that was the value of the entire container just in that moment. That shift, that was everything. And I know you do that for your clients too, but it starts with you being the CEO in your business and making sound investment decisions for yourself. So to recap, it happens when you invest in things that you don't really need, when you don't know how to use the investment and get the ROI that you came for, when it didn't meet expectations, when they didn't deliver what was promised, and you haven't taken ownership and responsibility and accountability for asking and getting that and asking if there's any gaps. And it happens when you are more focused on the cost versus the return. So I hope that was insightful for you. Thank you so much for joining. I love being here with you. I can't wait to see you next week. And if you want to work together, then you know what to do. Schedule your free consult. It is www.coachingwithpamela.com/thrive. Alrighty, I'll see you in the next episode.